Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Monday strikes out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Boisclair. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Boisclair steals second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Boisclair moves to third. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boisclair scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kingman strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Biedner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grote hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kelleher. Grote moves to third. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burris bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. 1 out. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to third. Monday moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morales moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. 1 out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Harrelson. Morales moves to third. Rosello moves to second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. Rosello scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burris is 0 for 0 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lolick is 0 for 0 in the game. Lolick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a pop-up towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rosello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burris bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lolick. Kelleher goes all the way around to score. Burris moves all the way to home. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monday strikes out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale bunts towards third. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boisclair bunts towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vale moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello misplays the ball. That's an error on Rosello. Vale scores. Boisclair moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milner is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Myrick now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Myrick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biettner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Rosello. The throw from Grote and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biettner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Biettner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biettner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kelleher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre pinch hits for Bob Myrick. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Boisclair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boisclair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biettner scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. Boisclair moves to second. 2 outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.